This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. In our last visit, we began developing an outline for Romans chapter 11. Under the title, The Mystery of God's Master Plan, we listed three main points and began amplifying these points with subpoints. We established three subpoints under the first main point. I encourage you to try amplifying the other two main points. This is what I came up with under the second main point, God's dealings with the Gentiles. First, when Israel rejected God's offer of grace, he opened the door of grace to the Gentiles. The Gentiles who accepted this offer of God's grace by faith should never become presumptuous about God's goodness to them. God calls them to faithfulness and obedience. Then God took the response of the Gentiles and began working on the Israelites to entice them to accept for themselves what they had previously rejected. The third main point was this: God's dealings are beyond our comprehension. As I amplified this, the three subpoints I came up with were, first, God's way is the way of grace, unmerited favor. Second, God's way puts everyone on the same plane as sinners, both Jew and Gentile. This is captured in the key verse we chose for the chapter, verse 32. For God has bound all men over to disobedience so that he may have mercy on them all. The final subpoint was that God's way ultimately wins. To finish off the outline, I put down as the conclusion, the only legitimate response for us when we reflect on all that God is doing is to humbly bow and worship him, as Paul did in verses 33 through 36. I hope you'll do the same.